Cameray.
Watching Cameray.
Cameray.
Oh my.
On Cameray.
Hello.
Music TV.
Are you listening to me?
So enjoy yourself.
This girl is always singing.
So enjoy yourself.
Hello. Cameray, come on. It's time to start the show.
Oh.
Hey guys, what's up? It's your girl Cameray, and I'm back with another episode of this podcast, hashtag JTFIO, or just trying to figure it out every single day. We are just trying to figure it out. One step closer to figuring it out, one step behind from figuring it out. That's all. That's the motive here, all right? We always keeping it classy, conscious, and cultured at all times, but we are still just trying to figure it out. How is your week? How are you doing on this hump day? I'm exhausted per usual, but I'm making it. Praise be to God. Praise be to God. All right. So the birthday countdown has been on, but it's really on now because this podcast drops on a Wednesday. That means my birthday is tomorrow. On Thursday, I will be turning 30 years of age. And you know, I'm coming to terms with the fact that it's really happening. You know, my husband keeps me young because he's younger. I don't really feel 30, but there's been so many like ventures in my life that's like, dang, you really did that. You really was there. You really was with that person. You really used to move like this. So there's things that I think back on that I'm like, I need to write a book, but I'm not even sure I want to admit that it was me acting this foolish. All right. So we're just going to talk about that today. The end of an era. All right. Turning 30 years old, it means so many things to so many people. We're going to get into some lists that I was looking up on the internet about all these things that you gotta do by the time you're 30, right? Which I'm not subscribing to, but I had my own list when I was a kid. When I was like 18, 19, I was like, man, by the time I'm 30, I don't think I ever thought about getting married. I think I was like, I'm gonna have a job. I'm gonna be like Taraji P. Henson on Think Like a Man. I'm gonna have a place high in the sky on the east side, like the Jeffersons. And I'm gonna have all the money. I'm not gonna have no kids. And I'm gonna have the best weave. And I'm gonna have the best credit. And it's just gonna be me. And I remember the students that I had at the time, they was like, Miss... Child, I almost said my name on this podcast. I don't know how I feel about last names being thrown out yet on here. But anyway, you know, they used to tell me, Miss, you need to be married by 24. And looking back, I'm like, I didn't even have nothing together at 24. I didn't even like jellies. I couldn't even put a peanut butter jelly sandwich together. You know what I'm saying? There's so many things that you realize in retrospect that it's like, I didn't even know. I didn't even know. All right. So I just want to take us back to 09, 2010, when I was 19, 20 years old, thinking that I knew all of the things, ready to take on the world. All right. I had just moved to California from Atlanta. After not doing so well in college, and then my mom making a decision for me to go to California near my grandparents, going out there, still majoring in music, credits not transferring, decided I didn't like opera music, didn't like classical music, really loved the people I was around, really loved singing, period, loved learning about the craft, but just did not have a liking for the genre. And so there I was. Probably like maybe my fifth or sixth year of undergrad, finally deciding like, you know what? I just can't keep doing this. I don't have the motivation. I had changed my major. I had changed schools. And overall, just period, I was just a mess. You know, I'm realizing now, like, we're maturing later and later, like generations. we're not ready to get married at 13 like our great, 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 great grandparents were. And we're not ready to get married at 16, 19. We're like living out our full lives. The 20s, we're living the life. Okay, we're partying, we're taking on new ventures, we're trying new colors of hair, we're doing this, we're doing that. We're doing all of the things that fulfill us, because it's like we've seen the struggle, we've seen what those before us had to go through and the sacrifices they had to make for us. So we're like, we don't want none of that. So we're gonna live out our best lives. And as selfish as it sounds, it's real, right? So there was just so many lessons I learned in my 20s. I learned, you know, how to have roommates, how to have black roommates, how to have male roommates, how to have roommates of different races, how to have roommates of different ages, cleanliness. What are my habits? Dishes are still my kryptonite. I just cannot stand doing the dishes, and I never prioritize them. That ain't gone away. All right. I've been through like hellish roommates and just nasty apartments. And look at my eye is twitching just thinking about it. Just been through all of the things as far as college life. Could really just write a whole book about it. I've been the screw up who just can't get myself right, can't get things together. Been the person like, I don't wanna go to school, tired of it. Been the person that's like, oh, let's just party, let's stay out all night. Been the person that's working 2-3 jobs to make sure I have money in my pocket. Like, I've been this person. I've also been Camaray the artist who was singing and performing in nightclubs and open mic nights and going on trips and singing at high schools with my choir or the chorale at school. And it's just crazy to think that me, the person that I am today, is a person that did all of these things. Your friends are really evidence of all of the many ventures in your life, because I have so many friends from different parts of my life. And if I never would have went through those things in my life, I never would have understood the depth of those friendships, right? And so at the age of 24, when I decided to join the military, it just like was a complete stop in my life. I think a couple months before that, I was running with hair dye in my hands. Guilty again, got hair dye on my hands. But running with hair dye in my hands across my mom's white carpet, spilled blue, green, purple hair dye all over her carpet. And I was 24 years old. So that's just kind of an implication of where I was mentally at that point. Why would I run with dye? I don't know. But it's things like that that I would constantly do. Things that it's like, I want to do it. I'm going to do it. I did it. Didn't think about the consequences, but here we are. Now what? Lots of stuff like that. And you know what I can't stand is the I told you so spirit. So I would always do it, listen to the repercussions or whatever, get mad about it, not realizing like I could be proactive and make sure that this doesn't happen. I could have put the hair dye down, then ran across the white carpet. You know, it's just those extra steps that you start to think of as you get up in age, right? There's just so many things. There's so many things. I found myself wanting a t-shirt from every college I attended. And it's that many that I haven't even started yet. Because I just couldn't find my niche. I just couldn't figure out what I wanted to do. And you know, the sad thing is, I've always known I wanted to do this right here. But this was not a thing 10 years ago. This was not a thing 5 years ago. The Read, Crystal and Kid Fury, really made podcasts popular, because in our culture, when nobody studied no podcasts, and honestly, we needed someone who was brave enough to do this first, test it out, show me that this can manifest into something real. Okay, now I'll do it. So it's kind of like that whole thing is what upsets me. But then at the same time, I'm just like, well, you had your time. Everyone always tells me like your stuff will pop in its time. But that's kind of a frustration that I have. Most people, when you're younger, you say, oh, I want to be a figure skater. I want to be president. I want to be a fireman. I want to be a teacher. I want to be a principal. I want to be a lawyer. I want to be a doctor. I'm sorry. I had that ginger ale with the lemonade in it. And I am Burp City. Burp City, bit. But no, so, you know, most of us, we know what we want to be when we're younger. Obviously, it changes by the time we get some sense and we realize how much money it takes or how much schooling it takes or how much training it takes. But at the same time, content creator, is it just wasn't on the list. And it's still, even right now, I was telling a friend of mine, like, people still trying to figure out what that even is. So to be sitting here claiming like, oh, I'm a content creator and look at the content that I produce. It's like, if you don't produce movies, if you don't produce television shows and they're not popular, I'm not trying to hear what you're talking about. Going into business for yourself is a scary thing because, like I said, it's just now a thing that minorities and Black people and women are starting to get their piece of America and own a business. It's like just now a thing. And when I say just now, I mean within the past 10 years, within the past 5 years. So it was not a thing to aspire to be. And so my 20s was literally me in a forest with a compass walking around like this. You can't see me if you're not on YouTube, but I'm like turning the compass all which way, looking up, trying to see where's the North Star? Is the moss on this side of the tree? Which way do I need to go? The bark right here. Okay, this is growing over here. The sun sets in the east, rises in the west. Is that how I go? All right, which way do I need to go? You said I need to go this way. Okay, let me follow you because you show me where I need to go. Up, you're not the right person. Silly me. Now I'm worse off, have no clue where I'm at, still and further off track. That was my 20s. And then my late 20s is when I started to realize I don't have to follow you. I can just shovel and rake and mow my own path. My own path. When I realized that, it's giving me goosebumps. When I realized all this stuff before me is great. It's cool. It's what worked for you. But it's not my destiny. And I'm here to figure out Destiny's Child. I'm here to figure out what is my destiny and let me get it popping. Let me get started on that. Oh my gosh. You would think, you would hope that you wouldn't have to wait till 30 for that. But there were so many relationships. There were so many flings and datings and talking to and messing with that just dragged me down and down and down to where I just like completely lost myself, didn't know who I was, didn't recognize myself. And when I started to recognize myself, it's when I started to distance myself from all of that. I literally took a sabbatical from the opposite sex to learn myself and the things that I offered the world and the things that God had me here to do. And it just was rough. It was rough getting cheated on, getting dragged down, getting talked down, getting like just stuff. But I'm thankful because I wouldn't be here to tell it to you today. For my 30th birthday, I'm doing a photo shoot. It's going to be pictures on the website, going towards my graduate project, my media project, and I'm pulling out all the stops for this because I really, truly believe in what I'm trying to do. And it just is refreshing to carve your own lane, fully back it, fully believe in it, and trust and believe that because you said so, it will happen. Because you said so and you have your faith where it's supposed to be, you're trusting, you're believing in who you're supposed to be trusting and believing in, it's gonna happen. Whew. Okay, so let's bring it down because I just got real hype, real hype. So when I was younger, I had goals like, you know, like own a house or be on the 52nd floor in the city, working a job I can walk to in my Louis Vuittons and, you know, all this stuff, right? And now that I am 29 and a half or 29 and three quarters, point or whatever the technical term is, okay, about to be 30, my goals are a little bit like this. Know and trust myself. Believe in what I say. Buy a house. Be in a happy marriage. Be happy in my marriage. Listen to what my husband wants and say what I want and need. I think that's where I stop. Y'all, I'm looking down because my dog, he just is so loud. I have done so many takes. And he's licking loud. He's panting loud. He's probably going to start drinking water loud. But if I put him in the other room, I can watch him. And so that's that on that. Unless y'all want to pay for studio time. All right. But those are some of my goals, you know, getting my credit to stay where it's at. Or, you know, only go up, stay where it's at or only go up. Because, you know, we want to live where we're at. We want to live right where we're at and grow just a little. OK, but credit score is important to me. Saving money, going on trips with my husband and seeing the world with my husband and with my girls and with family, you know, all of these things. And being positive and not wasting energy on things that are minuscule or don't matter. These are the type of goals that I have that I didn't have at 21, that I didn't have at 22, didn't quite have at 23. I had a whole lot of energy to get with you right quick with the tongue. All right. I would go off. I'm just not there no more. It's just not worth it. Your drama's not worth my peace. It's just not. All right. So like I said earlier, I was looking up 30 things that you must do by the time you're 30. All right. And I just wanted to see what they were talking about on here. All right. So this girl says, experience a sunset from somewhere new. Somewhere new is relative or subjective. Make music. I've done that. If you guys have not, hit up the music, you must. I think it's soundcloud.com/Cameray the Artist, I think. And that's where I got Confession to My Father and The Conversation featuring Simi. Confession to My Father's featuring Chris Lee. Do I have Drunk on Love on there? I don't have a whole lot. This Is Me featuring Avenue. I have a lot of features with men. Shockingly. When I'm a person aspiring to have something because of the hindrance of men. Wow. All right. But make music. That's on there. Learn to cook that dish. All right. It's probably looks like it's something that you usually burn. I keep hearing that a lot of people overcook rice and I just don't know how y'all are doing that. Do y'all not have a rice cooker? Do y'all add enough water? Conquer your fears. I feel like as I got older, I started to get more fears. I did not have these fears. Like I was fine with roller coasters. Now I'm just afraid of heights. Now I'm afraid to be in a fast car. Now I'm afraid to be in Walmart. I'm afraid to be at the mall. I'm afraid to be at the church. I'm just afraid all the time because things just happen everywhere. Pick up that old hobby again. I could do that, but it really ain't no time to right now. I can't wait for this semester to be over. Take a risk. This nose ring was a risk. Stop holding grudges. I've been said. A lot of y'all have this little book in y'all mind with every grudge that you have on everyone. Let it go. Let it go. And just like y'all, I'm telling y'all with myself, I'm trying to think of anyone I have a grudge against. I don't think I do, but if I do, I'm releasing it right now. Wear more color. I'm the queen of colors, so you ain't got to tell me. Find your own home. This is true. Treat yourself to something you've always wanted, like a photo shoot. Give something back to charity. Start looking after your body. Start looking after your diet. They trying to say we getting old. That's what it sound like. Find something you're really good at. Talking. Take care of your mental health, which is what I was talking about earlier. Just stop letting the negative energy in because it's not conducive to your health mentally, emotionally, spiritually, all of that. Get educated. Get a tattoo or piercing. Got it. Learn to drive. Who wrote this? A New York person? Somebody in the city? Appreciate your naked body. I just translate that as being comfortable with the skin you're in, no longer thinking that you need all of the things to make beauty. You are fine. You are beautiful exactly how you are. And trust, I know that. Learn to speak the basics in another language. Oh, I know that. Hola, ¿cómo está? Muy bien, ¿y tú? Plus, I'm learning more Spanish because I have a lot of Hispanic students. Manage your money a bit better. Save. Go get that job you always wanted. Find someone to rely on. Know what you want from a relationship. So it sounds like turning 30 is about being more self-aware, which is what we always preach about here. I'm surprised it doesn't say like jump out of a plane or all this other stuff. Maybe they're saving that for 50. But yeah, so all these sound like things I can do. Challenge yourself to date different type of guys. Well, I'm married, won't be doing that. Binge watch that one TV show. Y'all, this sounds boring for 30. I think my own things for my 30 bucket list, or the things that I had to have by 30, was I really wanted to own our house by now. That's not happening, but I trust in God's time. I also wanted to be doing what I want to do. A lot of people think like I got out of the military because it was just so bad. That's not it. I knew that I was there for a season. I loved my time there, but I knew I was there for a season when I got in, right? So when I got out, it's like, okay, it's time for the next thing, because it's all about coming out and really embracing what the Lord has for me to be doing. And that's owning my own and doing my own. And it's big stuff that I know God has for me. And sometimes I don't even feel like I'm worthy. Right. So that's a whole nother thing for a whole nother day. But yeah, so my birthday is on Thursday. Scorpio season starts tomorrow. Super happy, super excited. My husband is also a Scorpio, so we will be celebrating for a whole nother month. So after I turn 30, then we'll celebrate his birthday. We got some friends will celebrate their birthday, and we're going out of town at some point. So it's gonna be good. It's gonna be great. Okay. But that is our show for this week. An era is ending. My 20s are ending, and I think I'm in shock right now. Just in a little bit of shock. In a little bit of shock, because I did so much in so little time. I'm married for a long time. Didn't even think I would find someone worthy enough to call a husband, because that's just how I felt. And then when I met the man of my dreams and all of my stuff got deferred, all of the nasty things that I felt about men, it were just like, people are human. People have their things, and you humble yourself, boo. You have your things. When I learned that, easy breezy. All right. So make sure you guys are subscribed to this podcast. Make sure you have downloaded the episode. Make sure you are sharing, you are following, you are tweeting, you are retweeting, you are double tapping, doing all of the things. The word of the day: took a sabbatical hiatus last week, totally unexpected, had way too much on my plate, and just didn't even anticipate. My eyes twitching again. Didn't even anticipate how much I had to do. Very stressful as I'm wrapping up this semester, but I want to graduate by May, and we are trying to do that. So I just got a couple more weeks, and it's we're gonna be good. Okay, I'm Kim Murray. This is Just Trying to Figure It Out, or hashtag JTFIO. I'll see you guys next time.